Washtenaw County is home to a lot of talented artists and musicians sharing their gifts around the world. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by one local musician who's hit the big time and has come back home to perform locally for a few days. So welcome, Max Fecteau-Brown. Hi, Max.
Hi there, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Max is the guitarist for the singing duo known as The War and Treaty. And how would you describe that music?
You know, it's kind of hard to put a handle on. It's kind of soul music, and you know, we're in the Americana genre online, but it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's kind of like performing with Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin.
So I understand you're a graduate of Ann Arbor's Community High Jazz Program.
I sure am. I shout out to Mike Grace and Jack Wagner, who gave me enormous help through high school.
Are you self-taught, or did you study as well?
I studied at Ann Arbor Music Center downtown in Ann Arbor with Alex Johnson and Alex Annis, who are terrific people, and also at the Neutral Zone in Ann Arbor. And
now, do you study at the Neutral Zone?
No, they just helped me out through high school. There was, you know, a lot of great music education that was just available for free to kids in Ann Arbor, and it was a great way to grow up.
And you did some recordings there?
I did. I recorded my first album at the Neutral Zone.
Which, for people who may not be aware, the Neutral Zone is?
It's a teen center for teens from all the different high schools in Ann Arbor. It's the Neutral Zone where everybody can hang out, and they do great programs for.
So they actually have a recording studio at the Neutral Zone?
They do. They have a Youth-Owned Records, which is a teen-operated and run recording studio.
Where else might you have encountered some jazz inspiration growing up, Max Fecteau-Brown?
Well, I grew up listening to WEMU every day. It was constantly on at my house, and that's where I kind of first heard jazz that I was interested in. I think even in middle school or something, I heard John Coltrane for the first time on WEMU, and it changed my life.
Wow, so that had an impact on you.
It did, and you know, through high school, I would play WEMU events. WEMU constantly had great music out, and I recorded a ska album at a WEMU studio in high school. It was really fun.
Wow, so high school, you were pretty busy.
I was, yeah. There wasn't a lot of other stuff going on for me besides music. Dropped out everything else and sports and stuff and just did music, and that's all I cared about.
And do you play more than just the guitar?
I do, and on the road you'll see me playing upright bass, electric and acoustic bass, and electric and acoustic guitar.
That's you here right now.
That's me playing at 20 Front Street.
Let's listen.
Long dark road.
So that's The War and Treaty, and who's singing?
That's Michael Trotter and Tanya Trotter on vocals there, and they are the singing duo, The War and Treaty, who I tour with.
And they're also from Michigan.
They're also from Michigan. We met a little bit outside of Albion, which is where they were living, and have since relocated to Nashville, as have I.
Oh, really? You're in Nashville now?
I'm in Nashville now.
That's where it all happens.
It is where it all happens. I really miss Michigan, and it's great to be back in
musically.
Town. Yes.
Why the name The War and Treaty?
It was based on an argument that they were having, and something to the effect of the band can't be a war, it needs to be a treaty, and they decided that was the band name.
What kind of reaction do you get to that name?
Mostly that question.
What is that about?
Yeah, it would help if I could pronounce it better.
The War and Treaty?
Yeah, I'm not good at saying it. People really? Always think I say Warren or something.
Oh, yeah, it's The War and Treaty. And I left the and you brought your guitar with you?
I did, yeah, I've got my guitar here.
I just have this vision of you sitting around always playing your guitar.
Yeah, that's exactly what my life is like.
Does it relax you?
It does. It doesn't relax the other people in the van when I'm playing it on a 12-hour drive or something.
Oh, no. I was looking forward to you coming in and just strumming and keeping us amused and entertained. Do you write?
I do write some stuff. I've got an album in mastering right now, and I'm working on the final touches of my Max Brown and the Cosmonauts trio album.
Oh. Now, is that a different group?
That is a different group, but we recorded a live album with The War and Treaty at Otis Supply in Ferndale, Michigan,
and
it's ready to release whenever, so we're just waiting on that to come out, which is exciting.
And then you're working on the other one again with who?
Max Brown and the Cosmonauts.
The Cosmonauts. And where do they come from?
They're all friends from Kalamazoo, where I lived for a few years.
Oh, okay. What kind of music will that be?
Jazz album, mostly.
Oh. Inspired by WEMU.
Inspired by WEMU.
Put us in the record notes, the liner notes, right, or something?
All right. You've got my word.
Oh, awesome. In addition to performing on your own, you've been at the Arc this week,
right? Yes. Yeah, we played at the Arc last night. It was a terrific, terrific audience. You know, I saw my old neighbors. I saw my old fifth grade teacher. I saw tons of friends. It was a great time.
Is it kind of a coming home for you to perform back in Ann Arbor?
It really is. You know, my entire family was sitting at the table right in front of the stage, and it was all I could do not to be distracted, with the exception of my sister, who is joining us for some shows on violin.
Oh, nice.
So my sister Rose is going to be there, and that's very exciting for me.
Was your famous mother in the audience?
She was. My mother, Susan, is.
Susan Fechtow, you may have heard of her. Pretty active in the community.
She sure is, yeah.
What was that like growing up? Did she encourage your music?
Oh, she sure did, yeah. I would be nowhere without the loving support of my mother's Lauren Susan.
In addition to performing at the Arc and really around the country now, right? You got a lot of gigs coming up?
Yeah, we must have been in 40 states by now, and Canada, and we've been pretty much on tour for 7 months straight now. Not a lot of time off, but it's been really rewarding.
And you got a big one coming up in Michigan?
We do have a really big show. We're opening for Bob Seger on the 21st at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, yeah. And I couldn't be more excited.
Have you met him yet?
I haven't met him yet.
I'm
really nervous, actually, because he's a hero of mine. And
so that's pretty good. You go from community high school to touring around the country, creating albums, writing music, and opening for Bob Seger.
Yeah. Yeah, life's all right.
Was that your vision when you were back at community high?
You know, I just always knew if I could play guitar every day and you know, make enough money to have a roof over my head, that's all I needed, and I'm really blessed to do that. That's all I care about.
There's a lot of community high school students right now who want to do what you're doing. What words of advice would you give them?
I would say to trust the program. My last semester at community high school, I think I took 4 classes of jazz every day, which is, at community, 4 hours of jazz every day. And Jack Wagner is a terrific teacher, and if you just really spend your time playing with the people in that program, it's going to be beneficial, and just stick with it. Jazz is hard, but community high school is the best place to be.
Max Fechtow Brown, hometown boy gone big, play us out on your guitar. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. We'll continue to watch for you and your success as you spread music and joy around the country.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.